crude oil explodes.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. There's a big spike in crude oil this morning. Prices are up $4 to above $95 the barrel. An explosion on a Canadian oil pipeline to the U.S. has temporarily cut crude imports by roughly 15%. That jump in oil and some abysmal earnings from Sears is setting the stock market up for a down day. Yesterday, there was a stampede of optimism on Wall Street. A top official at the Fed offered some hope for a cut in interest rates in 2 weeks. The Dow jumped 330 points to 13,289. The S&P and the NASDAQ were each up about 3%. Now, those gains help power Asian stock markets higher overnight. European shares are up as well. Lobbyists for the U.S. financial services industry are in China this week. They want greater access to the Chinese market. From Shanghai, Bill Marcus reports on the real attraction.
It's access to $2 trillion in Chinese savings. Mattress money, said one lobbyist. Longtime attorney Lester Ross of Beijing firm Wilmer Hale says China has major structural problems masked by its booming stock markets.
Americans would like to help improve the Chinese system, and that means in part bringing to it more advanced experience, better management, better technology, and so forth. But it also means a desire to help participate.
But that'll be tough to do right now. China caps foreign investment in its banks at 20%, and the China Insurance Regulatory Commission wouldn't even meet the Americans today. In Shanghai, I'm Bill Marcus for Marketplace.
More than $1 trillion is invested in private equity partnerships. Which are performing the best? Well, investors from pension funds to university endowments have not had a way of measuring and comparing those results. Until now, Jill Barchet reports.
It's not easy to value private equity funds as investments because they're, well, private. There are no closing prices on a stock exchange to track. Enter State Street. It's created a private equity index from its own data. It doesn't rely on self-reporting by the funds themselves. Christopher Ailman is the chief investment officer in the California State Teachers Retirement System. He's got $15 billion in private equity funds.
We have been asking the industry for a long time to try and create an index of private equity investments so that we can measure to see how well are we doing at picking the best ones.
State Street acts as a bookkeeper for big institutional investors. It can see which private equity funds they've invested in and how that money is doing. From this data, they've built an index of 1,300 private equity partnerships. The index will rise and fall as these investments pay dividends or cash out. In New York, I'm Jill Barchet for Marketplace.
The real estate market in Las Vegas may be weak, but Vegas is increasingly becoming a popular destination for business. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
You won't catch the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority talking about the city of sin. Vice President of Convention Sales Chris Meyer likes to use the term adult freedom when describing the delights of Vegas. He says gambling is still a huge part of what draws visitors to the city, and the numbers of tourists continue to rise. Lately, though,
we've probably seen a larger explosion of the growth in the business visitor in Las Vegas, especially over the last 5 years.
Resorts have been expanding rapidly to attract meetings and conferences. Meyer says event organizers are drawn to Vegas in part because of the convenience, although shops and restaurants so close together. And there are few places in the world that can hold the numbers of conventioneers that Vegas can. Gambling still generates plenty of cash. The city drew $8.2 billion in gaming revenue last year, but convention visitors spent the same amount without even going near the tables. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Start spreading the news. Broadway is back. The Stagehands Union and theater producers have got a tentative deal to end a 19-day strike. Curtains will go up tonight. The settlement came last night after 3 days of marathon bargaining. By one estimate, New York City lost nearly $40 million during the walkout.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by Society for Human Resource Management. Online at shrm.org.
In today's Conversations from the Corner Office, we travel to eBay. Virtual cash registers have been ringing for the online auction site. eBay's Cyber Monday sales were strong, but what's the outlook for the rest of the holiday web shopping season? Marketplace's Kai Rizdahl caught up with eBay CEO Meg Whitman.
How are you feeling about the economy and the dollar and the credit squeeze? You worried about that at all?
Well, I think every indication is that the consumers are a little jittery out there. And I think what we're seeing is we're seeing a little more tentativeness on the part of consumers, but we're also seeing casual sellers sell on eBay. And in many ways, we may be countercyclical, because when times are a little tougher, you may say, you know what, I need a little extra money. I may not get the overtime that I counted on at my job or whatever. I'm going to sell some stuff on eBay to bring in a little extra cash.
But I'm just as likely not to buy stuff on eBay.
Yes, except for, here again, we're countercyclical. So let's say you're looking for a bicycle for your son. You might say, I'm going to buy a used bicycle or a secondhand bicycle as opposed to the brand new bicycle because it's, 40% of retail. And we are actually, we see that in our metrics.
Do you do opposition research? Do you shop on Amazon and Google and Yahoo shopping sites?
I don't, actually. Only shop on eBay.
As a matter of principle, I guess.
Right? As a matter of principle. But we obviously have competitive research that we do as a company, of course.
What are you worried about from your competition?
Consumers are much more net savvy than they were 10 years ago. There's a lot more options out there. And so we need to keep our site above the crowd. I think time on the internet has collapsed. And so we just have to be bold and be willing to reinvent ourselves, every year.
Meg Whitman, President and CEO of eBay. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks. Nice to see you.
For more Conversations from the Corner Office, go to marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.